We have come together in this service in memory of a great and good man, a respected and beloved colleague and friend, and to worship the God he loved and served. Let us worship God. Let us pray. Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. O Lord, support us all the day long of this troublous life, until the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, and the busy world is hushed, and the fever of life is over, and our work is done. Then of thy mercy grant us a safe lodging and a holy rest and peace at the last. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us rise and affirm our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Be seated. Let us sing the hymn numbered 141, Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my dear Redeemer's praise. Testament readings are taken from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Hear the word of God. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the womb, I knew thee. And before thou wert born, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, What seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then the Lord said unto me, Out of the north an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, and worshipped the works of their own hands. Thou therefore gird up thy loins, and arise, and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defenced city, and an iron pillar, and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. O Lord, thou knowest, remember me and visit me and revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. I sat not in the assembly of the mockers, nor rejoiced. I sat alone because of thy hand, for thou hast filled me with indignation. Why is my pain perpetual, and my wound incurable, which refuseth to be healed? Wilt thou be altogether unto me as a liar and as waters that fail? Therefore thus saith the Lord, If thou return, then will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou take forth the precious from the vial, thou shalt be as my mouth. Let them return unto thee, but return not thou unto them. And I will make thee unto this people a fenced brazen wall, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee to save thee and to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Here endeth our reading from the Old Testament. Testament lesson is taken from the Epistle to the Hebrews and from the book of Revelation. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the words spoken by angels were steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the back sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth for ever and ever. Amen. Here endeth our reading from the New Testament. May God bless to us this reading of his holy word, and to his name be all praise and glory. Let us all pray. Almighty and everlasting God, thou source of all grace, who didst send thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light, most humbly and heartily we give thee thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his glorious resurrection opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Grant us assuredly to know that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life nor things present nor things to come shall be able to separate us from thy love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. O merciful God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the resurrection and the life, our comfort in sorrow and our peace in dying, we thank thee that thou art the eternal home and dwelling place of all who seek thee. We bless thee for the hope thou hast given us, telling us of a light that never fades, and of a life that cannot know the bitterness of death, where Christ and those we love await with thee our coming. O God, our Father, who art the strength of thy saints and who redeemest the souls of thy servants, we bless thy name for all those who have died in the Lord and who now rest from their labors, having received the end of their faith, even the salvation of their souls. Especially we call to remembrance thy loving kindness and thy tender mercies to thy servant, Howard, for all thy goodness that withheld not his portion in the joys of this earthly life, and for thy guiding hand along the way of his pilgrimage, we give thee thanks and praise. Especially we bless thee for thy grace that kindled in his heart the love of thy dear name, that enabled him to fight the good fight, to endure unto the end, and to obtain the victory, yea, to become more than conqueror. We magnify thy name for his rich gifts, lavished on us, his students, colleagues, and friends, for his deep devotion, for his rich scholarship, and for his concern for the things of thy kingdom. We praise thy holy name. O God, whose days are without end and whose mercies cannot be numbered, make us deeply sensible of the shortness and uncertainty of human life, and let thy Holy Spirit lead us through this present world in holiness and righteousness all the days of our life, that when we have served thee in our generation, we may be gathered unto our fathers, having the testimony of a good conscience, in the communion of thy holy church, and in the confidence of a certain faith. Father of mercies and God of all comfort, look in thy tender love and compassion, we beseech thee, on thy sorrowing servants. Enable them to find in thee their refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. Grant them faith and hope in him who by death hath conquered death, and by rising again hath opened the gates of everlasting life. And now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we humbly pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us sing the hymn, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is." It is numbered 106.
Oh,
and peace, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.